stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what was expected to be a tight race in the East African country. VOA correspondent Jill Craig visited several polling stations in Dar es Salaam Sunday. She reports that voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest.
The normally busy streets of Dar es Salaam were noticeably quiet Sunday as traffic was restricted for Tanzania's much-anticipated election day. Voters turned up at various polling stations around town, starting even before 7 a.m. when the polls opened, to vote in presidential, parliamentary, and local elections. Lightness Mwipopo is a domestic elections observer. Only a few hours in, she is pleased with what she is seeing at a polling station in Msasani.
But so far, the election is going well, and everything is well right now.
Voter Calista Nkone has been waiting more than 2.5 hours for her turn to vote in Mbuyuni. But she says that things have been well organized. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Ivory Coast, meanwhile, is holding its first round of a presidential election Sunday. Current president Alassane Ouattara is widely expected to win and says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country following post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Voters in the Republic of Congo are deciding whether to change the constitution so President Denis Sassou Nguesso can run for another term. The amendments up for a vote in Sunday's referendum would abolish a 2-term limit for presidents, as well as an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. More details at voanews.com. This is VOA News.